This is an interview with Mr. Eric Chaplin, who is a member of the Upper Beaconsfield RSL. This is a part of my history option, and it was recorded on the 11th of September at 4 p.m. Hello, Mr. Chaplin. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Number one, how long have you been a member of this RSL?
12 years.
What is your position of responsibility in the RSL?
I'm the junior vice president, the representative on the number 3 district board, and the social secretary.
Why did you join the RSL?
One of the reasons I joined, because the RSL at the time I joined were very down in numbers, and it was a part of Australia I wanted to see kept going.
Did you get compensation from them? Is that what happens with it?
No, I did get some. Not long after I joined, the Ash Wednesday fires came through, and the RSL made certain funds available to members that need it, and I did receive some from the RSL at that stage. Yes.
Was that just members?
Like members, members.
All right, so it's no one else.
Not just members. People who were eligible that weren't members did receive help in the area as well.
All right. Why was the RSL formed?
The RSL was formed during the First World War for returned servicemen, as I suppose in those days part of a social club.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have any members from World War One?
There is one member. Yeah.
Yeah, Frank told me that. Yeah. Why is it seen that this organisation was needed in this area?
All areas have their. Just about every area in Australia has an RSL, and it just comes that way. If there are people that are eligible to join them, the club forms.
All right, and what was a lot of demand for it in this
area? Well, probably in the 50s there were a lot more Second World War and First World War people alive, so there was probably a big need for the club, bigger than there is at this point in time.
Is the members only from around this area, Upper Beaconsfield?
Yes, because every club has a. You've got Emerald's got a club, Dandenong's got a club, Beaconsfield hasn't. Berwick's got a club, so it's generally just from the area. We do have some second members to keep the club going, pay a small second membership due, and just to throw their weight behind the club.
The building that it's in now that you have your meetings in, is that the original building?
That's the original. It was donated by someone in the area when the club started.
Good. Is that what you've had your meetings in from all along since it started?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. When it was privately set up, the RSL was privately funded. It still is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, members pay dues and the upkeep of the club, and some of the monies that are raised go to RSL head branch, which is the Victorian
City.
Branch.
Yeah, I rang them up. Yeah. Speak to them. How do you raise all the money? Do you have fundraising or things and stuff?
We do have fundraising. We have dues. We have fundraising, and we have if there's any special activity that we need to raise money for, we just generally have a function.
So it's just members, no one else.
No, we invite other people on to participate.
Yeah. The purpose of the RSL originally was to provide for the sick and wounded and the needy among these who served and the dependents. Today, is the purpose changed in any way?
No, there's still a lot of monies go across. We sell poppies, we sell RSL badges, and the monies raised from that go to help the sick, needy, and keep, you know.
Yeah, I came to the thing on Sunday, the legacy lunch. Does the RSL play an active role in society today, do you think?
Reasonably active. We have an outspoken president, Victorian president, who plays a fairly big role in, has a say, whether it's required or not, in lots of activities in the community.
Yeah. Do you think it's as much as active as it was in the past?
I think it can probably, in that way, be more active, because I think in the past there was probably not the need to speak out like there is today.
Yeah. What activities and procedures does the RSL participate in?
The main one is the Anzac Day and doing services and Remembrance Day and that type of thing. That's the and the rest of it is just social functions and whenever anybody in the community calls upon their help.
Do your wives and that participate in like functions?
Yeah, they come along too. Yeah, they come along to a few.
All right.
Friday nights, there's a bit of a gathering Friday nights with the members and some social members for a drink, and that's where we raise some of our funds every Friday night up at the club.
All right. Yeah. So you don't help non-members? That was one of my questions.
No, not really. Not really.
Do you ever think that the RSL will become redundant, seeing as the members only being returned soldiers?
They're not only returned soldiers. I'm not a returned soldier. I'm a national serviceman who served 2 years of national service. And it's open now for people who have been in the service, not necessarily returned service. Yeah.
All right, so
because there was never any, you know, when I was involved in the army, there was not a war on, so you couldn't be involved in one. So there will be an ongoing part to play in society, but probably diminishing because whether the interest is there for the people who've only been in the service, not been to war, to join the RSL, or who knows.
Probably wouldn't be popular among young people, would it?
It's not as popular, no. Vietnam veterans and servicemen that get out of the army or are still in the army, they don't seem to have the need to join the RSL, perhaps the First and Second World War.
Have you got any young members at the club?
Not really. Well, yeah, when you say young, I suppose to... No, there's some young social members, younger social members, but not anyone below 40 as a full member. No.
All right. How do you plan on keeping the RSL going if it's just...
Well, by... there are members moving into the... People who are eligible to be members moving into the area. We encourage them to join. And plus, with the social gatherings that we have, getting public interest...
So you have people still applying now, do you?
Yes, there's still, you know, if someone moves into the area and they're eligible, well, they can approach the club and become members.
So they just come up to the club and ask you whether or not, do they have to go through any procedures?
Oh, well, they have to be checked out to see whether they're bona fide to become a member, or they can be, some of them can become, if they're not, can't become full members, become social members.
Is that social members? Is that just Friday nights,
and they come along to any function, but they can't have any real say in the running of the club as such.
All right. Today, is the RSL today more of a social organisation, do you think?
Well, it's fairly social in its way, but it does have an input into the community, in that monies are raised and go towards people that have been sick, elderly, people who have been involved, either spouses or whatever, of servicemen, or even service women.
Yeah.
There are a lot of service women. Sometimes it's called on to help in the community activities, such as car parking attendance at the village fairs and things like that. It's not just a social club, but basically it's more of a social club than anything else.
Do you have many dependents there, like relatives of returned soldiers and that, members of the club?
There are a few, yes. There's quite a few members that have died that their dependents still, or their wives and family still live in the area, and some contact is kept with those people.
I guess that'd be a good way of keeping the RSL going for their relatives. Yeah. What year approximately do you reckon they had the biggest membership at the RSL in Upper Beaconsfield?
Would have been in the middle 50s.
That's when it was formed, wasn't it?
They formed, what, about 51?
51, yeah.
Yeah, well, probably in the middle 50s when there was, or a bit later perhaps, when a lot of the people that were in the Second World War and First World War retired, moved up here, and that's when they joined the club.
What's the membership number now?
It's about 30 regular members, I think, and perhaps 10 social members.
All right. Do you have any Vietnam veterans?
Yes, there is. There's a couple of members, yes.
How often do you meet?
We meet monthly, our official meetings, where we thrash out what's to be paid and what activities to be engaged in once a month, and we have a social meeting on a Friday night.
Do you take the minutes, because you're the secretary, aren't you?
No, I'm a social secretary. Oh. We have a secretary for, yes, we do take minutes.
All right, yeah, because I was reading the old ones.
Yeah.
What kind of issues do you discuss at these meetings, just financial?
Financial, we do get a lot of correspondence from the head office, and that is all discussed, and any policies we have the opportunity to vote on policies and that, and they're all taken back and sifted through and worked out, you know, which is the best way to go.
Were you a member when the Ladies Auxiliary was involved in the RSL?
I think I was. I think they were still going, yes, just, but it did die out, yeah.
Yeah, were they participating with you? Did they go to your meetings and that? Or
although a representative was, there was a position there for a representative to come if they wanted to, but I don't think they
didn't.
Took it up very often.
Do you know what help they gave towards the RSL?
Oh, yes, they ran, they were always there. The ladies still get involved, but they don't call themselves the Ladies Auxiliary. If there's a function, they generally make sandwiches, or they can make sandwiches and serve tea and whatever, right. And get involved in the social side.
All right. Well, I think that's about it.
Right.
Thank you very much for being that. My interview with Mr. Chaplin worked out very well. I learnt many things from talking to him. He was very helpful. Before I spoke to him, I only thought that the ex-soldiers were allowed to join the RSL, but he told me otherwise. He told me that now people who have served in the armed forces for 6 months or more are now allowed to join. Overall, I enjoyed the experience of doing this option and I learned a lot.